Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on with Izzy Marf. On the show today, we have brand new music from Stevie Jewell, the song Suffragettes, and new Revivor Records signee Tennille Arts. We'll also be talking about our interview with Stevie from last year, as well as my interviews with some of the Song Suffragette ladies. And with all that being said, before we jump into today's countdown, let's take you back to last week and see where things stood. So, last week's number three song of the week was the new one from Brandon Ray called Small Talkin'. At number two last week, it was Carrie Degman, who also stars in CMT's brand new reality documentary series, Music City. And number two was his song, You're My Person. And Kaylee Shore had the a number one song last week. A second number one on the show, with the world premiere of Who, What, When, Where, Why. And speaking of who will take the top spot this week? Will it be Tennille Arts, the Song Suffragettes, or Stevie Jewell? Now, before we get into today's countdown, there's a little something I'd like to say. I want to send a big happy birthday shout out to two people. One I've been lucky enough to have on the show, and one who hasn't made an appearance on the show yet, but I'm working on that. So. Happy birthday to the Song Suffragettes own Savannah Kyes, and also happy birthday to my lovely and equally as talented friend Kaylee of Steel Ivory. Enough of my yammering. Let's go ahead and and get on with it, shall we? At number three today, we have another world premiere from a very, 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 very dear friend of mine that I was lucky enough to meet in person during CMA Fest last year, and have on the show a couple months after that. Ontario-born Stevie Jewell is Katy Perry mid country with a twist of Southern rock. Multi award winning and Grammy nominated before she turned 20, Stevie has performed at the White House Canadian Country Music Awards and all over the U.S. to a great acclaim. A graduate of the a rural conservatory in Canada, a Las Vegas Academy for the Performing Arts, and the Atlanta Music Academy, a Stevie's Powerful Storytelling, a Powerful Storytelling and Stunning Vocal Presence highlight her unique artistic identity, which connects her to her audiences around the globe. Stevie Singh's single Memory Lane scored exclusive airplay on CBC Radio in Jewel's homeland of Canada in late 2015. Currently based in Nashville, Stevie is finishing her last year at Nashville's premier music school, Belmont University. She's collaborating with initial A-listers like country Hall of Famer Tom Douglas and pop writer producer Jody Marr and Will Edwards on a new collection of songs after completing a fall 2016 tour. So coming in today at number three, this is a brand new world premiere from a Stevie Jewel called Off the Market on Indie Country Radio. This week at number three, that was a world premiere from my friend Stevie Jewel with Off the Market. I only see one tour stop for Stevie, and it's at Ye Old Town Hall in North Middlesex, Canada, on March 24th. That would be next Saturday, I think. Yeah, that's right. But Stevie, like I mentioned earlier, I met Stevie in person last year at the Chris Top Program Awaba Awards, where again I very surprisingly took home an award, which is still crazy for me to say almost a year later. But there's seriously not a sweeter person on this entire planet. A Stevie Jewel is a jewel. That's yes, I went there. but anyway, that was, like I said, that was Stevie Jewel with Off the Market on Indie Country Radio. Now, before we get to the number two song this week, I want to tell you guys, and I think I'm getting this right, from the time the song was written to the time the music video was shot and released, and the song was cut and demoed and everything, was, I think, maybe a week, which in Nashville especially, that's literally a lightning speed. But the song at number two, coming off the heels of their a Keith Urban cover of Female that literally made the music industry a country and non-country lose their collective minds. This is Time's Up, written by Achilles Shore and Lacey Green. And I'll tell you a little bit more about how the song itself came to be after we hear it. So this is number two. This is the Song Suffragettes with their original Time's Up on Indie Country Radio.
Time's up for the ruthless, the wicked and the vain. Time's up for the cheaters, 'cause now the game has changed. It's been a long time coming, there's a new day dawning, gonna stop your running today. The wait's over for the patient, the humble and the brave. Now the way it is becomes the way you was. Now you always lose when you fight in love. Say good things come and go to wait, but we've waited long enough. Our time is here, our time is now, our time has come. Time's up for the shadow about to meet the light. Time's up for the castle built on sand and fight. Rome is burning and one thing's for certain, the guilty are nervous tonight. And we aren't waiting anymore for the moon to turn the tide. Now the way it is becomes the way it was. Time's up. The bells are tipping and the veil is ripping and the clock is ticking 'cause the time's up.
joined at number two. That was the brand new original from the Song Suffragette ladies called Time's Up. Now, if you don't know, the Song Suffragettes are a collective of more than 200 female singer songwriters in Nashville who showcase their talent every Monday night at the listening room and let me tell you guys who's playing this week's Writers Round at the listening room Monday night at 6:15. We have a Candy Carpenter, a Jenna Paulette, Emmeline White, a Chloe Gilligan, and Carolyn Watkins. That is going to be absolutely one heck of a show. But like I said, from my understanding, how the song Time's Up came to be is Kaylee Shore. I was watching this past year's Oscars with a lot of the girls from Songs to Forget, and they were all dressed in black in solidarity of the whole Time's Up / Me Too movement that's been running rampant through the entertainment industry as a whole. So, Kaylee got together with Lacey Green, and they co-wrote the song Time's Up, which, as I said earlier, from the time it was written to demo, mixing, mastering of the song, putting it out there, and shooting a video, which, by the way, was filmed in Nashville, and putting the video out there took, I think, maybe a week. And like I said, a week to do all that in Nashville is just lightning speed. So that's the story on that. And that brings us to the top spot this week. So this week's top spot belongs to new Revivor record signee Tennille Arts. I think it was Wednesday when Tennille announced that after only 2.5 years of living in Nashville, she had officially signed a deal with Revivor Records. And this is coming off the heels of her having performed her song A Moment of Weakness on The Bachelor about a month or so ago. So, first off, I wanted to congratulate Tennille on the record deal, and then on this week's number one song, And here it is, folks. This is Tennille Arps with a red flag white on Indie Country Radio. Records. the a woman behind all of this this recent attention is a quietly confident country music lover raised in the a small Canadian prairie town of Weyburn, Saskatchewan. Quote, I used to watch American Idol, and I wanted to be a singer from an early age and just perform for my brother and sisters. At the age of 8, a neighbor overheard her singing in the backyard and encouraged her mom to help her pursue music. This encounter led Neil to vocal lessons, piano lessons, and dance training. She wrote her first song at 13 and has performed shows all over Canada since then. Some of her most notable stages include playing at the Craven County Jamboree, the Boots and Hearts Emerging Artist Showcase, and the recent Canadian Country Music Association Discovery Artist Showcase. A YouTube clip of her performing Taylor Swift's 15 letter to be contacted by a manager in Nashville. She made the trip to Music City to pursue an opportunity that was offered to her, but the timing just wasn't right. Also, Tennille hadn't truly found herself as an artist just yet. While gaining some available experience, she ultimately decided to return to Canada to continue writing, performing, and finish high school. A writing trip back to Nashville in 2015 led to a publishing deal at Noble Vision Music Group, allowing her to make the move there and pursue her career full time. Quote, moving to Nashville was one of the best career moves I could have made. I fully immersed myself in the country music scene, and I'm collaborating with new people every day. I used to write whenever I felt the inspiration, but now I'm writing almost every day, and the process has been and the progress has been rewarding. As her a growing number of fans enjoy watching her artistry blossom, Tennille has her sights set on a world tour as a global recording star, and why not? The determined brunette with a beautiful voice from Weyburn, Saskatchewan, already made it this far. So there you have it, folks. Before I wrap things up, I wanted to tell you guys next week we have one of my dearest friends on the show next Tuesday at a brand new time, 5:30 Central. We have the super talented Miss Ashley Taylor joining us. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on What Is With Murph. Thank you and goodbye.